Blog Talk Radio.
Us kids don't know what we're talking about, that we're too young to understand how the government works. We call
I'm going through it, yeah, I know you see the tragic in it. Just hold on to the little bit of magic in it. I can't break down now. I can't take that now. Died a thousand times. Managed to survive. I can't break down now. I can't take that.
Questions on how well our manufacturing business is doing, press? Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Okay, you have any questions on how well our manufacturing business is doing, press? The press. Wow, that's a lot of press. Look.
President Trump, who are you talking about in your tweet about going back to their home
country? Well, I didn't mention names, and I didn't do that, but I will tell you, with our country, and I think everybody in this audience, these are great manufacturers, great workers in our audience, too. They brought a lot of their workers here. If you're not happy here, then you can leave. As far as I'm concerned, if you hate our country, if you're not happy here, you can leave. And that's what I say all the time. That's what I said in a tweet, which I guess some people think is controversial. A lot of people love it, by the way. A lot of people love it. But if you're not happy in the U.S., if you're complaining all the time, very simply, you can leave. You can leave right now. Come back if you want. Don't come back. It's okay, too. But if you're not happy, you can leave. Well, that's just a very racist statement, somebody that would say that. So Speaker Pelosi said, make America white again. Let me tell you, that's a very racist statement. I'm surprised she'd say that. John, go ahead. Well, they're very unhappy. I'm watching them. All they do is complain. So all I'm saying is, if they want to leave, they can leave, John. They can leave. I mean, I look at Omar. I don't know. I never met her. I hear the way she talks about Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda has killed many Americans. She said, you can hold your chest out. You can, when I think of America, when I think of Al-Qaeda, I can hold my chest out. When she talked about the World Trade Center being knocked down, some people, you remember the famous some people. These are people that, in my opinion, hate our country. Now, you can say what you want, but get a list of all of the statements they've made. And all I'm saying that if they're not happy here, they can leave. They can leave, and you know what? I'm sure that there'll be many people that won't miss them. But they have to love our country, the Congress people, and I never used any names.
Are you
but these
okay
are people,
with people thinking your
quiet,
tweets are racist,
quiet,
Mr. President?
Quiet.
Are you okay with people
quiet.
Thinking your tweets are racist, sir?
Quiet. These
I'm
are people that if they don't like it here, they can leave. And I don't know who's going to miss them, but I guess some people will. One of them is polling. One of them is polling at 8%. One of them is polling at 8%. One of them is polling at 8%. So when I hear people speaking about how wonderful Al-Qaeda is, when I hear people talking about some people with the World Trade Center, some people, no, not some people, much more than some people. When I hear the statements that they've made, and in one case you have somebody that comes from Somalia, which is a failed government, a failed state, who left Somalia, who ultimately came here, and now is a congresswoman who's never happy, says horrible things about Israel, hates Jews. It's very simple. And if the Democrats want to wrap their bows around this group of four people, one of them kept Amazon out of New York, tens of thousands of jobs, would have been a great thing. And she kept Amazon from going, would have been a good deal. I mean, could he have made better, maybe? But tens of thousands of jobs, and New York has not been the same since that happened. It's really hurt New York and New York City. Amazon was going to go. They were going to relocate a major section of their business in New York. She kept them out. That was a terrible thing she did. A terrible thing she did. So here's the story. Here's the story. I see them complaining. They're complaining constantly. I watched Lindsey Graham today on Fox and Friends talking about the same subject, and frankly, even stronger than what I'm saying. He said they're communists. I'm saying that. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Okay, you have any questions?
Corrupt via the Secretary of Transportation. I am not surprised at what he's doing. But I also know that we're focused on making it better because we don't leave the things that we love. And when we love this country, what that means is that we propose the solutions to fix it.
We're grateful for your solidarity, your encouragement, and your support in the face of the most recent xenophobic.
Has openly violated the very value our country aspires to uphold. Equality under the law, religious liberty, equal protection, and protection from persecution. And to detract from that, he's launching a blatantly racist attack on four duly elected members of the United States of House of Representatives, all of whom are women of color.
Sadly, this is not the first, nor will it be the last time we hear disgusting, bigoted language from the president. We know this is who he is, and we know that he and his administration are constantly engaged in actions that harm residents and American people in our country. Many members of Congress have called for his impeachment because of his utter disregard and disrespect of the United States Constitution. And despite this, and other many attempts to distract us, I remain focused. We remain focused on holding him accountable to the laws of this land and accountable to the American people.
All right, everybody. Welcome to All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, John Hollywood, and tonight's show is going to be an amazing but yet disgraceful show for this country. Basically, we have a racist in the White House. We have a somebody that does not need to be there, and it's sad. because he does not deserve to be there, as Donald Trump has been proven time and time again to be an illegitimate president based on the fact that he was helped into office by a foreign power being Vladimir Putin. So that brings me to the question, is Donald Trump president or is Vladimir Putin calling all the shots? But tonight we are going to discuss our newly founded sad fact that Donald Trump, even though this is not a sad fact to me, I've known this for years because you can't change a tiger's spots. I mean, this guy is a racist and that's not going to change. It's never going to change. He's an old man that's being enabled by a bunch of cowards in the GOP. Enough of that right now. So let's get started with the show today. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun, but not a lot of fun for me because I don't enjoy calling the commander-in-chief of my country and the president of the occupant of the White House currently. I don't like calling him a racist, but he's been called a racist since he entered the race. He is still a racist right now. And it's just, you know, it is what it is. But guess what? You're in friendly territory and you're in All You Need to Know Radio, and I'm in control, which means you get the truth. You get the facts. You don't get alternative facts. And on that note, let's get started on the show. This is All You Need to Know Radio, and it starts right now.
I'm at a party I don't want to be at, and I don't ever wear a suit and tie yet. Wondering if I can sneak out the back. Nobody's even looking me in my eye. Can you take my hand, finish my drink, say, shall we dance? Hell yeah. You know I love you, did I ever tell you? You make it better like that. Don't think I fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Yeah. I always feel like I'm nobody. Who wants to fit in anyway? Cause I don't care when I'm with
my. All right, everybody, welcome to All You Need to Know Radio. And I am your host, John Hollywood. We are heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio Live. You can also go and listen to us on Spotify, on iTunes, on Spec. I can't say this name. It's Spreaker. I've got to learn how to say that name. They've been a big supporter of All You Need to Know Radio for the last 6 months, and they have put us in platforms I never thought I would be in the radio industry. So let's do some house cleaning real quick. All You Need to Know Radio tonight is our exclusive sponsor is going to be America's Best Property Management, LLC. Call Christopher Bates over there. Also go to Instagram and go to AM Best Property, and you can follow them there. Go to our Facebook page at All You Need to Know Radio, and you will find links to all of their information. They are so busy over there, we never know when we're going to be graced with the host calling in, or actually not the host, the president of the company calling in. And the more and more and more I hear about this company, you guys, seriously, this is something that you might want to jump in on the ground floor running, because I see this company as being a big deal. Otherwise, we would not be associated with them. So it's been a sad day in America. If I sound a little muffled, or if I sound a little emotional, and if I sound a little taken back, it's because I am. It's because today, this week, America was slapped in the face with the fact that the occupant, the number 45 president, is in fact a racist, homophobic, white nationalist, white supremacist bigot, not to mention a sexual predator. He is a fraud. He lies with every, if you want to figure out whether Donald Trump's lying or not, if his lips are moving, he's lying. It's pretty much that simple. I mean, there's no other way to say it. And it's actually very, very sad. But, this week we came to the realization, at least a lot of people that I'm hearing from, is that the president of the United States is a racist. And, you know, it gives me no pleasure to sit here and say that, trust me. I have actually received 4 death threats on my social media pages. And let me just tell you something, guys. Everybody listen up out there. we do not take social media death threats like, we take them very seriously, and they are all referred to the FBI. And I will tell you right now, I will prosecute you and have you seen in prison for terroristic threats. So being a coward behind a keyboard, we will find you. We have all your information. And there's four of you that should be waiting on knocks on the door. I believe it would be from the FBI or even Homeland Security based on the fact you could be in another state. You know, I had a situation just real quick where I had a email exchange going back and forth, because you can email us at allyouneedtoknowradio@gmail.com. And believe it or not, we do respond. And this guy was just like, you know, he was calling me a racist and he was calling me a Trump hater and all these other things that I just won't get into the radio. But it went back and forth for about, I don't know, 10 minutes. And then he threatened me and told me he wanted me decapitated and all this other stuff. And, you know, I emailed him and I said, listen, you do realize that this is my Facebook page. This is my radio show. And then it really hit me and hit me like a ton of bricks. It's really not my radio show. It's really not my social media pages. I am out there trying to get people to see the facts of what's going on in the light of all that Donald Trump is doing to manipulate this country. And understand, Donald Trump is trying to manipulate this country solely for the purpose of keeping his ass out of jail. Because the only chance in hell that he has to not be being prosecuted once he runs out of office is the statute of limitations. And the problem with Donald Trump is he's stupid enough not to realize that if he doesn't shut his mouth, the statute of limitations starts off every time, just starts over every time he makes another obstruction of justice move. If he goes on Twitter and threatens a witness to a federal crime that's being prosecuted against him, he is not above the law. Now, Donald John Trump, you need to listen and listen very carefully. You are treading on dangerous ground. Because I think you seem to think that if the Democrats go after you for impeachment, that that is a death sentence to us in 2020. See, I don't seem to think that. I seem to think that you are a racist. We don't want a racist to run this country. You are a fraud. You're not even man enough to release your tax returns because you know what they're going to show. I know what they're going to show. And it starts with an R and it ends with an A that you owe a lot of money to. You owe a lot of money to. So waking up to see that Donald Trump is a racist was not a surprise to me. What was a surprise to me is that still the cowardly Republicans that used to always be speaking out is silenced by, and they are silenced and scared by this 17-year-old fraud of a sexual predator man. Now, Lindsey Graham, I don't know what Donald Trump has on you, but I hope it's really good, because you have lost all self-respect in the public. And I know your approval ratings are going up because of the deplorables and the just the complete followers. You know, I don't even have to worry about calling Donald Trump's people any kind of negative names, because here's the situation, and this is the reality of what's going on. If you are a Donald Trump supporter right now, after everything you've seen, after all the lies that you've seen him say on TV, say on the radio, say just for no reason, he'll walk out and tell you the sky is red when it's blue. And then 5 minutes later, he'll tell you the sky was red, and he told you the sky was red, even though you have it on video. I mean, and that's just being nice right there. So back to the death threats. Do not make idle death threats to me. You will wind up in prison. I will make sure of it. I'm all for a debate, and you are welcome to your opinion at any time, because that's what this show is here for, is to give you a voice. Speaking of, if you would like to call 531-9990. That is 516-531-9990. You can sit there and you can just listen to the show. Or if you are brave enough and you would like to let the world hear your opinion, I sure would love to hear it. But the thing is that you've got to be man or woman enough to get on there and just give us your opinion. Nobody even says that you have to say your name or where you're from. But right now, you, America, 2020 will be an election that is going to change this country for centuries to come. It is no longer a situation where, you know, it's a Democrat or Republican. Donald Trump has caused the most outrageous things that are going on in this country, and they are all his fault. Once again, if you're just joining us, I'm John Hollywood, your host of All You Need to Know Radio. We are heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio broadcasting. However, on demand, you can see, you can basically listen to on demand on anything that you can download music on, which iTunes, Spotify, Google Play. It's just a long list of places, and we will be posting those on our social media. Speaking of our social media, I am so excited. Let me real quick. Actually, let's go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we're going to tell you about our social media and how it's just blowing up and how just completely humbled we are. But let's not forget the most important part of our show, which is our sponsor, because we could not do it without you, and that is America's Best Property Management, LLC. You're listening to America's number one credit show, You're listening to America's number one show because of you guys. Called All You Need to Know Radio, because it's all you need to know. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Life's not fair, is it, my little friend? While some are born to feast, others spend their lives in the dark. Begging for scraps. Everything you see exist together in a delicate balance. While others search for what they can take, a true king searches for what he can give. Run away, Simba, and never return. Take your place in the circle of life.
Hey, everybody, this is John Hollywood with All You Need to Know Radio, and I'm giving you a shout-out to let you know about our executive sponsor, America's Best Property Management, LLC. Now, you might ask yourself, what does this company do? Well, they specialize in vacation rental by the owner who offer a concierge-style vacation rental experience. That sounds kind of fun. Their vacation rentals also serve as events, venues for large or small capacity and with a guest list.
Also, they specialize in corporate events and retreats. What more could you ask for? Man, I'll tell you what, I've known the owner, Chris Bates, of this company for a very long time, and he is nothing but top-notch. He does not do things half-assed. He does them all in or nothing. So that's why I have no problem in letting him be the executive sponsor of All You Need to Know Radio. So what you need to do is go to America's Best Property Management, LLC, on Facebook. And once again, what this company does is they'll also help you with service on a conventional lease on residential or commercial properties. But their main goal is focusing on vacation rentals. They want you to take a break from life. I think that is so cool that they're actually doing it that way. They've also been compared to Airbnb and Highway.com. So we'll just have to see. They also have a sister company called America's Best Development, and we'll be talking about them in the future. So once again, our exclusive sponsor, America's Best Property Management, LLC, go to Facebook and you should be able to find them right there. Also, we will have them on our show. As far as you should be able to get in touch with them with a phone number that I'm about to give you. That's 210-264-2073. Again, that's America's Best Property Management, LLC. Let me tell you something, guys. Check them out. Tell them you heard about it on All You Need to Know Radio. They might give you something special.
Understands that I don't enjoy sitting here saying the president of the United States is a racist, homophobic, fat pig. I threw the fat in there because he will lie about he lies about everything. I mean, including he will lie about how tall he is, how much he weighs. It's just, you know, it's almost like a cry for help. Maybe the president is not, you know, maybe he's not as mean and as ornery. I'm taking that word from my partner. But maybe it's because maybe he's having some mental issues. You know, it's got to be really kind of a little bit of a mind F, if you will. I'm not going to use that word. But, you know, you're the most powerful man in the world. And everybody is coming at you from every single angle. And you just can't get a break. And I mean, Donald Trump has filed the most lawsuits of any sitting president in the history of our country. And Donald Trump seems to like to make history. Well, he continues to make it every single week because almost every case that he brings before a court, he loses. I mean, how many cases do you have to lose? How many cases do you have to lose before you say, we need to do something different? I mean, because what we're doing is not working. So I don't understand that. I really don't. Because when you lose in court, it's all made public. And the thing is that it just shows a loser, period. And sadly, that is what the President of the United States is. Once again, guys, if you're just joining us, this is All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, John Hollywood. We are here every Thursday night, God willing, at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are not only heard in the United States, we are heard around the world. In fact, I was on Instagram doing a live post, and you get to choose, you get a lot of power when you do these live posts, and it was really cool because I actually got to pick what countries I wanted my broadcasting to go out to. And so that was kind of interesting in itself that I got to choose, you know, what countries I wanted to hear. And so I chose Brazil, and I was very humbled and grateful that three different people, you know, logged on from Brazil and said, hey, first time listener, really enjoy what you're saying. You know, don't stop talking because Donald Trump is the most embarrassment to the United States of America. You know, guys, it's not just the United States that is suffering because of this evil, evil man in the White House. It is the entire world. Donald Trump has managed to once again make history, and where we used to be the most respected, most looked up to, most known that we would have your back if somebody tried to attack you, to where something's going on, and I haven't had time to look at it on the internet yet because I'm kind of live on the radio. My producers and all my people are looking at it right now, but there's something going on right now where Trump says that the U.S. Destroyed an Iran drone or an Iranian drone. And of course, Iran is saying that is not true. So who do you believe? Do you believe our sitting president that lies every time he opens his mouth? A different scandal is hitting this president every single day. Do you know that every single aspect of his life is under investigation by one or more departments in his own government? I mean, how do you go to work, you know, and you're sitting there and you may pass this huge piece of legislation where about the crimes bill where people are, you know, Kim Kardashian, hats off once again to Kim Kardashian, where she, you know, convinced Trump to, change the laws where he signed orders that, and actually I think it passed through Congress. We probably should look at doing a show about that because it's actually a pretty big piece of legislative law that he actually signed and didn't give any, he didn't lie about it. You know, he didn't say I'm going to sign it and then 5 minutes later go on Twitter and completely contradict himself. Some people would say that that's a sign of psychosis. They would say that it's a sign of somebody that doesn't know what the hell they're doing. But real quick, this is for Kim Kardashian because everybody doesn't give her enough credit. You know, yes, she started out as a porn star. Get over it. She needed it in. That's what she did. She has built a multi-billion dollar empire that a lot of Americans tune into every Sunday night on Keeping Up with the Kardashians on E! News or on ETV or whatever channel that is. I don't watch them. I watched them for a couple seasons, and it's just quite frankly not my show. I don't enjoy watching women run around and try to give me advice because I don't need advice from women. But real quick, let's give Kim Kardashian this. And everybody save your hate mail or your hate tweets. I don't care. I do actually read them sometimes for entertainment because I find it entertaining that if you want to be a positive influence in someone's life and you want to let somebody know how you feel, telling them that you want to kill them or decapitate them and some of the things I've received on social media just in the last couple of days, I read them with just entertainment because what they are, first of all, is cowards that are behind a keypad. And if you want to really say what you feel, you should be man or woman enough to actually, you know, our show, you can contact us. We'll be glad to set you up on a video conference so that the world can see. If you want to have a debate with me, I'm there anytime, any place. All you have to do, multiple ways to contact me. You can, first of all, email allyouneedtoknowradio@gmail.com. And although I do not check that myself, I will definitely get that. If you would like to, I'll even do a private show with you that we can record and then put on the air if you're too scared to go live on the air because you're worried about somebody may hear you. But the thing is, guys, this country has lost all signs of love. and caring about wanting another. And, you know, I've had some people write in and say, you know, you don't sound as energetic as you used to, you know, when you first started doing the show at the beginning of the year. You know why? It's because I'm worn down just like everybody else, but I will not be silenced. You listen to me, Donald Trump, John Trump. You will not silence me, nor will you silence the squad. They are going to take this president down. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you how I really feel like they're kind of Donald Trump's match, because first of all, they overpower him as far as mentally. The guy just doesn't have a lick of education. He just doesn't. And you're listening to Britney Spears Crazy, because, God, it feels like it's a crazy time in this world. Once again, we need to take a break and we need to pay some bills. And coming up, we're going to have our Best in Justice with Amos Roerich. And we are going to talk about some fun things tonight. Have you heard of a guy named Jeffrey Epstein? Well, we're going to enlighten you on who this, maybe lower than Donald Trump. And I didn't think I'd ever say that. But there's a lot of things that we're going to talk about. So let's just do this real quick. I'm John Hollywood, your host. And you can reach me at 516. Let's see. They keep changing the number. 516-531-9990. That is 516-531-9990. Mr. Producer, I'm going to cut your head off. No, I'm kidding. Quit moving the cards. One last time, guys, 516-531-9990. When you call that number, you can simply sit there and listen to the show live. And if you are brave enough, hit press 1, and that will tell the producer that you want to be a part of the show. You actually want to give your opinion. We really, really encourage that, because, you know, there's a lot of people out there that don't have a platform to actually speak their mind. I'm not one of those people, and I'm very fortunate, and I don't take it very lightly. I take it very seriously. With every post I put up, there is a reasoning behind it. And so it's funny that there's people out there that want to give me death threats because I have my own opinion, and I'm not afraid to be out in public and talk about what I believe when I see a scumbag fraud of a man that is ruining our country. When I see people that I used to have respect for, I'm talking, you know, Trump supporters, they span from white trash to no trash to people that are poor to people that are rich. And, you know, everybody has their own reason. But, you know, please be aware, the world is watching, and they're watching Donald Trump's fans. Are, yeah, it is fans, because this is not, they don't love him. They love the process of him. They love he used to be an apprentice where they think he was a successful star. But I'm babbling on, and we need to take a break. This is Britney Spears Crazy, how I feel in my life right now. And don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Carousel, the switch, and wrap.
-40% is 160.
Woo! I just want to take care of my grandma, maybe go shopping every once in a while.
When I was a kid, I always wanted to work with animals. I was close. These Wall Street guys. You see what they did to this country? They stole from everybody. Hardworking people lost everything. And not one of these douchebags went to jail.
The game is rigged, and it does not reward people who play by the rules.
But it's like robbing a bank, except you get the keys. Are you in?
I gotta stop. I need to.
These are my coworkers.
Stop, please.
What if somebody calls the cops?
And says what?
I spent $5,000 at a strip club. Send help.
Damn.
We're a family now.
Damn. A family with money. Damn.
And when would you say that things got out of control?
Look at Tess Mirror. Boom.
So the guy went back three more times.
Guess he must have liked it.
I was born to flex. Diamonds on my neck. I like boarding sex. I like morning sex. But nothing in this world. I like morning sex.
We didn't do anything wrong. You know, Tony wouldn't let this happen. I'm going to text him.
Who gave her her phone back?
Jump it down. Back it up. Ooh, hey. Make that, make that.
Life's not fair, is it, my little friend? While some are born to feast, others spend their lives in the dark. Begging for scraps. Everything you see exist together in a delicate balance. While others search for what they can take, a true king searches for what he can give. Run away, Simba, and never return. Take your place in the circle of life.
Welcome to All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, John Hollywood. We are here every Thursday night, God willing, at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Now, we also have our shows on demand on iTunes, on Spotify, on Google Play. They keep adding different places. You can definitely deal with that when you are looking on the internet. Just go in there and find out, and we will also be putting that on all of our social media. We highly recommend that you follow us on everything you can, because we are out there, we are going nowhere, and that would be All You Need to Know Radio on Facebook and All Need to Know Radio on Twitter, and of course on our favorite social media site so far, which would be All You Need to Know Radio on the amazing Instagram. And guys, so excited about this because we have over 256,000 followers on Instagram. Now, let me say that again. When we went off the air last week, we were at 241,000 followers. And we did our show. Of course, we do a lot of social media presence. And that's why I encourage you to go look at our sites every day. Make sure you follow us so that way we pop up in your news feeds. Also, guys, make sure that on your Facebook and your Instagram that you're making sure that all of your people, like all of your friends and everything, are actually seeing all of everything you post, because every day the social media people are making changes. And if you're not on top of it, you will wind up being not someone people see in their normal feeds. So everybody go follow us there. We are just incredibly blessed. I did a live post, which I love to do them. Sometimes I'll do them late at night talking about, you know, what's going on with me. Like when I'm walking my beautiful, our mascot King Diesel, which he is featured on our radio show page also. But I go walk him at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm talking live on a post on Instagram. And I started doing research, and you know, if you post on Instagram, you can actually choose which countries hear you. So it's real interesting because, like, I picked Iran, not somewhere you would think I would pick. I picked Kuwait, and it's not somewhere else I would pick. I picked France. I picked Brazil. And guess what? During my live post, people were coming on and saying, "Hey, I'm from Iran. Great to hear you. Never heard anything like this." I was hearing people say, "Hey, I'm from Brazil. They need a show down here like this with you." And guys, if you have no idea how it feels when you pour your heart and soul into something, and then you have people come back and say, "You know what? This is the real deal." Because I will tell you this, I've been in the radio industry for 17 years, and all you will get from my show is the truth, not alternative facts. You will get good information. If you hear the information on our show, if you see it on social media, you can take it to the bank, because we actually still verify information. I have people, and I appreciate it very much, that people that are our top fans on Facebook, which, by the way, we've added 2,700 people to Facebook in the last 2 weeks. I'm not sure where those people are coming from, besides the fact we're hashtagging a lot more. And I encourage you to do that also. If you want some type of social media presence, hashtag anything and everything that you can to try to get that topic trending. So thank you so much for everything you're doing. And we are going to take just a quick song break. And when we come back, we're going to have Amos Warrench with Warrench and Nunn. He is our legal expert, and he is a constitutional scholar. Of course, he's one of the best lawyers in town as far as I'm concerned. And he's on our Best in Justice. Justice is ready to take charge and teach you you do have rights. We'll be right back. If you are hearing that voice and you're going, "Who is that angel?" I'll tell you right now, that is the late, the great, one of the best and most incredible voices that have ever graced our ears on this planet Earth. The great Whitney Houston that was taken from us so, so soon. However, she still lives on in song, and she just released this new single. It's called Higher Love, and it's with a DJ by the name of KYGO. I've done a little bit of research on this guy, and he's actually a really big deal. Of course, if he's with Whitney Houston, he is going to be a big deal. But apparently this is something she recorded, and, you know, the magic of music and everything. But I'm looking at all his shows. He's on tour right now, and all of his shows seem to be sold out. So I wonder if Miss Houston is part of that process. I will tell you that Whitney Houston has not been on the charts in many, many years, even while she was alive. And so this is really good for Whitney Houston and her legacy, because even in death, she still has the most incredible voice. So real quick, here we go with this, and then we are going to have Amos
Horich,
which is our Best in Justice legal correspondent. We'll be right back. 1 second, everybody. Stand still. This is Epropro for the man about to take stage.
John, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, I hear you, but I want you to hear this.
Love this song.
Now, because our Best in Justice, amazing legal correspondence, constitutional scholar is joining us live. How are you, Amos?
I am wonderful, John. Thanks for having me on again. I really appreciate it.
I got one question for you. This is going to really make me know how I feel about you. You ready?
All right. Yes,
sir. Do you know who Whitney Houston is?
Of course. She's great.
So what was your favorite Whitney Houston song?
Oh, God, now you're going to put me on the spot. I know a lot more about Queen.
I'd love to do that, because you do so well under pressure. Under pressure.
Yeah, that was good. Dum, 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 dum. There was a lawsuit about that. I'm sure you've heard of it.
I have. So let's get right to today's show, because almost, of course, you can understand his schedule's busy, and we are kind enough and very just humbled by the fact that he gives us 10 to 15 minutes a day. What a week it has been legally for the Trump campaign. We do have some questions for you, but so do I. Let's jump into the fact that a federal court issued a court order. And did you? I'm not sure if you read the court order. I did. Basically, it said do not submit any other briefs, because we are not, the court is not going to consider this any further. Something to that effect. Can you put it in legal terms?
You're talking about with regards to the citizenship question?
Yes.
Yes. So just so your listeners understand it procedurally, there was a challenge to the Secretary of Commerce, Wilbur Ross, was trying to place a question on the census that states that asks, are you an American citizen? And there's been a bunch of social science research that indicates that such a question will lead to a severe undercount of minorities, specifically Latinos. And that question was challenged in court by the ACLU and several other civil rights organizations, and they lost at the district court level. They immediately appealed to the appellate court, and the appellate court basically said exactly what you just said, that they're done considering it. There's going to be no more arguments regarding this. And part of the reason that they did that is because the Trump administration legally had been stating over and over again, we need you to do this fast. Courts don't like to be told to do something fast. In general, they're considerate bodies. They go slow. And the Trump administration kept saying, you need to do this fast. You need to do this fast, because of a June 30th printing deadline. And then after they lost, They said, we need to do this fast, and they appealed again. And the judge was like, no, you still lose. And, oh, by the way, because you said that the deadline's June 30th, you're not allowed to submit any more briefs or arguments on this. I'm not going to consider anything because it's already clearly well past the deadline.
And, you know, people have to understand how that never happens usually with a judge. When they're considering a case, wouldn't you agree with me that they don't normally get that personal? But when someone tries to tell them and put them on time restraints, they don't like that. They don't like that at all.
Correct. And, you know, the censure that was just issued against Barr and Ross by the House of Representatives was about this very issue. Another interesting legal development in that case is that the Department of Justice lawyers attempted to say, okay, I'm not going to be on this case anymore. And the judge, and they wanted to replace them with different Department of Justice lawyers. And the judge, in a very unusual decision, basically said no. And the reason is that the lawyers had made all of these statements that were materially false. They lied to the court multiple times about the real reason that they wanted the census citizenship question on the census. And the judge was basically saying, if you're going to try to make a different legal rationale, it needs to be the same individuals, because it's a matter of legal ethics. Candor to the tribunal. You're required under the rules of legal ethics to tell the truth to the court. What a shocker.
I know you can't lie to the court. You can't just make up a story. I mean, that's not legal.
I mean, it's the answer is obviously yes, but it's a matter of legal ethics. So the attorney, I know it was sarcasm, but the attorneys individually, like the actual people who are the Department of Justice lawyers, could be subject to some very serious sanctions, like losing their law license, if they were found to have lied to a federal judge.
And, you know, it doesn't seem to me to be above any person in Donald Trump's orbit not to lie. I mean, to lie. They do it with...
Yeah, they lie constantly about everything.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about this child rapist, Jeffrey...
Yeah.
You say his last name because I want you to tell people, because you know this better than I do. I've done some research on it. It really only came to my radar because someone else in Donald Trump had to step down, with Donald Trump standing there saying he didn't have to. But people are just such followers in Donald Trump's orbit. I just don't get it. But that's a whole nother radio show. Tell America about this scumbag.
It would be my pleasure. So Jeffrey Epstein, it's pronounced Epstein, I believe, is a disgraced individual who allegedly made money as a hedge fund trader. The first knowledge of a potential criminal case against him for sex trafficking underage children, women, but girls, young girls, first arose in 2005 in Miami, in Palm Beach County in Florida. And without going into too much graphic detail, there's some very, very serious allegations that Mr. Epstein and his partner, a woman named Giselle Maxwell, or Ghislaine Maxwell, went together and basically made a child sex ring where they would recruit young girls, probably, you know, 13, 14 years old, to give Jeff Epstein and other powerful men in his circle quote-unquote massages, which were actually pretenses for sex or sexual contact, like oral or physical, manual sex. And the young girls were abused all over the place. So then what happened is Acosta, Alexander Acosta, who just resigned as the Labor Secretary of the United States, was the prosecutor.
Oh, that wasn't Alexander Acosta, was it? That's the OOC lady. That's
I
Hold on, let me look
at
his name.
I believe Acosta was the Secretary of Labor that just resigned.
I think Acosta is the same thing, but it sounds like the beautiful, long-headed, you know, the congresswoman that's been in the media. Okay, maybe I misunderstood.
Oh, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, that
there
is a different person.
Thank you.
That is a different person. Yeah.
Alexander
Acosta he just resigned as the Secretary of Labor of the United States, who, by the way, is the person who oversees the Department of Homeland Security's sex trafficking interdiction board. So this is like the guy who was charged with stopping sex trafficking at the highest levels of the United States government was the prosecutor. He was the United States attorney in Palm Beach County in Florida. And he produced an incredibly lenient slap on the wrist plea agreement with Epstein and his attorneys, who includes a very fancy lawyer named Alan Dershowitz, who quite literally wrote the book on constitutional law and is a professor at Harvard, is Epstein's lawyer. But Alex Acosta, as the prosecutor, made this incredibly lenient plea deal where Epstein pled guilty to one count of prostitution, of soliciting a prostitute under a state penalty. So it was like a state of Florida law that he pled guilty to. And even though there was a drafted 53-page federal indictment for sex trafficking, none of that came out, and he shielded the victims. So the victims are supposed to know when their abuser is going to make a plea deal in a underage sex criminal allegation, and Acosta end-runned the victims, didn't inform the victims, and Epstein served 13 months in jail where he was out of jail 6 days a week doing work release at home, and Acosta was rewarded in some ways by becoming the Secretary of Labor, which is a significant jump up from being a United States attorney, even though they're both employed by the federal government. And so what's going on with Epstein now is that earlier today, the federal judge in the United States attorney in New York, in the Southern District of New York in Manhattan, indicted Epstein for a lot of the same counts a few weeks ago. And that's what caused Acosta to resign. And then today, he was denied bail. Epstein was denied bail. So this is a man who's got hundreds of millions of dollars and offered to put up his private jet and offered to put up his $77 million Manhattan penthouse as collateral. And the judge deemed that even with all of that collateral, he was too much of a flight risk and remanded him to jail. So this billionaire is sitting in jail right now, which is very unusual. Another thing about it is the police raided the penthouse home and found diamonds, stacks of cash, a bunch of pictures of child pornography, and a fake passport with Epstein's photo on it and a fake name from Saudi Arabia. So I can understand why the government thought that he was a flight risk. I mean, this is a man who owns a private island and abused a bunch of underage girls for over a decade and is just now being brought to justice.
Well, and let's not leave the best part out. He's one of Donald Trump's really good friends. Oh, wait a minute. Then Donald Trump didn't know who he was. Then once he was presented with a video, oh, that's him. I do remember him. I mean, it's like, it's so Twilight Zone with this president. It's not even funny. It's just
right.
You know how you know Donald Trump's lying?
As we were saying a second ago, he lies all the time. I mean, I believe when the Acosta stuff was just coming out, when the Epstein stuff was just coming out a couple of weeks ago, Donald Trump said he didn't know him. And then multiple videos and pictures of him surfaced with Epstein, including a pretty long one with a bunch of Playboy bunnies that just came out from 1992 that was found by MSNBC. There's also a quote from Trump who says something like, oh yeah, I know Jeffrey, he's a great guy, he likes his women on the younger side, or something like that. It was
like,
gross.
Like me.
And
yeah,
he said, well, he didn't say just like me, but that was kind of implied.
Exactly. And you know,
and
that kind
another
of
thing, relating to Donald Trump, this is pretty important. There was an allegation in a federal lawsuit filed by a plaintiff named a Jane Doe plaintiff, a young woman, an underage woman filed a lawsuit in 2005 against Donald Trump, in 2013 against Donald Trump, wherein she alleges in an affidavit in a federal lawsuit that, and this is pretty graphic, I apologize to your listeners, that Donald Trump forcibly raped her and slapped her in the face and threatened to kill her. There is, and that affidavit is corroborated by two other affidavits, one of which is by Epstein's former employee. So there is a credible allegation out there that Donald Trump raped a 13-year-old girl, not like consensual, like holding her down and putting his hand over her mouth rape. That's a pretty incredible allegation. I mean, the sitting president is a pedophile child rapist. And one of the things that you and I have talked about privately before is that I'm very upset over the Democrats' messaging. Because if this was a Republican position, if it was like, I don't know, Chuck Schumer who had this accusation against him, the whole country would know about it. Because the Republican media and the Republican politicians would not shut up about it over and over until it became part of popular culture that that's something that happened. There is a credible allegation that Donald Trump raped a 13-year-old, and hardly anyone knows about it. It's disgusting.
Well, you will be so proud of me, because if you actually go to our Facebook on All You Need to Know Radio, we actually have a copy of that lawsuit on our website, the entire lawsuit.
You're the man, John. You tell it like it is. That's why I love you.
I mean, it is graphic, and I read it, and I went and threw up, because this guy, it once again just shows me, how did this guy become president? I mean, what a bunch of followers all these Republicans are, and just proving to be like cowards. I mean, where are they with everything he's doing, almost? Where are they?
You mean where is the Republican spine and morality? Is that your question?
Yeah, that's the best way to put it. I like that.
I think that there's a small number of Republicans. And actually, the last time I was on your show, we talked about Justin Amash.
Right.
And, you know, there's a small number of Republicans. There's another guy, Bill Weld, what's his name? I'm forgetting the name of the guy. He ran for president several times. Used to be the governor of Kansas. John Kasich. There's a few Republicans who have stood up to Trump. But what I think it shows is it shows the amorality, not necessarily the immorality, but the amorality of a lot of the Republican senators and congressmen, where it's really all about the power and the money. And it's, you know, the corporate tax rate getting cut and, you know, lowering regulations on nuclear power plants and pesticides, two things that happened this week to virtually no news coverage.
You know why? Because Donald Trump has so much crap going on that people don't know. There's just not enough hours in the day to cover it all. It really isn't.
Yeah. And you know, I'm a news junkie, and of course I'm a lawyer and I'm quite busy, but I also spend a lot of my free time following the news, and it's hard for me to keep up. I mean, imagine a person with no legal training who just kind of casually follows things. It's no wonder why so many people think that, you know, Hillary Clinton is a murderer when she's clearly not.
You mean the child sex ring she was running out of a pizza parlor? I mean, my God, give me a break on that.
Yeah, and I mean that claim, the Pizzagate conspiracy claim, is so incredibly easy to debunk, because it says that it was in the basement of this particular pizzeria in D.C. that literally does not have a basement. And that's why I was harping on the Democratic messaging, because, you know, they keep trying to say that they're trying to appeal to moderates and appeal to independents and things like that. And that's crazy talk. They need to appeal to the left, which is the majority in this country. The problem is there's so many barriers to voting. And unfortunately, and this is a claim for which I don't have incredibly strong evidence, but I think it's true. Unfortunately, in my opinion, a lot of the kind of conservative, more conservative Democrats, a lot of the older crowd, people like Pelosi and Biden, are bought. They're bought and sold by banks, insurance, pharmaceuticals, automakers, big oil, big tech, and things like that. And it makes it so real regulation that would actually protect individuals is not what they actually want, is not their policy preferences. But then they say things in public that makes it seem like it's their policy preferences, and it's dishonest. And, you know, we're better than that. Democrats are better than that. But our leadership is letting us down, because we need to be talking about the fact that Donald Trump probably raped a 13-year-old. We probably need to also talk about the other credible rape claim that was made by Jan E. Carroll just a few weeks ago to virtually yawns in the media. Nobody took it that seriously. And, you know, the Democrats are just doing a bad job in framing the debate. This whole thing where Trump is tweeting against the quote-unquote squad. Now, these young people, Ocasio-Cortez, Tlaib, those four are
destroying him in the media.
Exactly. But they're also sucking attention because he's trying to make a 2020 election bid as against those four. And those four are actual liberals who actually want things like Medicare for all and free public colleges and real daycare, you know, tax reforms that favor actual individuals, not the very wealthy. And those kinds of policies, even though they're popular, they're very different from what we have in America today. And Donald Trump is probably correct in thinking that if he makes the election between him and the squad, he has a much better chance than if he makes the election between him and Elizabeth Warren or Kamala Harris or something like that.
You know, he does have a better chance, but there were so many things in the 2016 election that were going in his favor. One is that mm-hmm. he looked to be a successful businessman. And so when he was trying to say that, you know, I'm going to go to Washington and I'm going to change things because I'm not a politician, that was a very appealing, you know, draw me in and lie to me one. Because all politicians lie, you know that, but Donald Trump just takes the cake on it. But the other thing is that what I realized in the 2016 election, I think you'll concur, people really hate Hillary Clinton worse than I ever thought, to the point people went to the polls and they held their nose and voted for a reality star. Now, just take that into consideration.
I do concur that people really hated Hillary Clinton and it was a mistake to nominate her. But you'll recall that Bernie Sanders, who was running against her in the primary, was in many ways shut out of contest.
He was
shut out of a fair contest by the Democratic National Committee. And those are the old guards who, in my personal opinion, are the ones who are bought and sold by pharmaceuticals and healthcare and insurance and banking and all of those. And Sanders' policy preferences align much more closely with, quote unquote, the squad than Hillary Clinton's ever did. And, you know, the reason Hillary Clinton won that nomination is not because she was the more popular candidate. All you have to do is look at the rallies. It's also not because she was more electable. All you have to do is look at the head-to-head polling numbers. Sanders would have beaten Trump. Then, you know, why was she selected by the DNC? Because they were terrified of actual liberal policy.
Not only that, her husband cheated on her, and the only reason she did not leave him was she was promised one day to be president. That's my feeling.
You might be right about that. You know, I can't speak to Bill and Hillary's private conversations.
I know, but
I don't think that that's
allegedly.
A crazy thought.
Allegedly, does it make you feel better?
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, while we were talking, I did go pull this complaint up on on our Facebook page, and I'll send it to you. It is a
yes, sir.
Is very graphic audience, and you need to read this because you need to understand the sitting president of the United States used to be really good friends with him. Now, when you hear Donald Trump talk about this guy, he acts like he hardly knew him. He had him thrown out of Mar-a-Lago. And this is where your credibility, and if you lie a lot, people don't know what to believe. And so the complaint for rape, sexual misconduct, criminal sexual acts, sexual abuse, forcible touching, assault and battery, intentional and reckless infliction of emotional distress, false imprisonment and defamation. What am I not reading that? And that's filed in the district court. And it was actually filed like in June of 2016. And then there were more documents that you can tell, like when the federal filings are at the top of the documents, that were being filed as he was being sworn in. Like on October 6th, there was a declaration in support of plaintiff's request for protective order. Now, we're getting way over everybody's head out there, but see, if you read this kind of stuff.
Let me explain that, because that's not hard to explain. So a protective order is a request that a court do something quickly to protect somebody's rights from being imminently violated. And then a declaration in support means she signed an affidavit, means she signed a sworn statement that what I'm saying is true.
But what's really interesting to me, and you tell me if this is common, but it's signed by Jane Doe.
That is only common when a minor is involved in certain types of civil litigation, including for civil litigation regarding sex crimes. There's something called the Rape Shield Statute.
Right. Yeah.
It's and basically it says that you're not allowed to name and shame child victims of sexual assaults or rapes in public documents. So it is unusual for an affidavit to be signed in the name of a Jane Doe or a John Doe, but it is common and the law for it to be signed by a Jane Doe in a lawsuit alleging sexual violence against a minor.
And, you know, the thing is that Donald Trump keeps so much media trash going through and so much fake news going through that you have to – there's only so many hours in a day, and so you have to really pick and choose what you're going to do. And this has just been overlooked in the media like I could not believe. I actually emailed it to Anderson Cooper the other day and said, why are you guys not covering this? And Chris Cuomo – at CNN, you know, the fake news people. I had some person here from Spectrum today because we were having internet problems, and he was telling me he's blown away, but when he walks into people's homes, how they still support Trump, and they tell him, don't install CNN. We don't want that fake news in here. And I said, well, next time tell him don't install Fox, because that is fake news. It's made up.
Yeah.
You can't do anything with that. Hey, listen, I've got a question. We have two or three questions for you. You've given us a lot of time. Are you on a time crunch today?
I'll do another 5-10 minutes. I'd love to answer a couple questions.
Okay, let me go ahead and take a quick break. We're just going to be a musical break. And then this is actually going to be our song pick of the week. And right now, thank you so much, Amos. This is going to be our song pick of the week with our friends of the show, Ty Herndon, a country music superstar, 11 million albums sold, 4 number one singles from all his albums, and right now in countless Billboard counting charts. But he's gone back and he has re-recorded songs that went number one. By the way, I helped him tell him what should go number one, but we'll go on to that another time. But in any case, this song was done, I believe, in 1996. It's called Living in a Moment. And this is All You Need to Know Radio Song Pick of the Week. And it is new and it's dangerous and it's in your face. All You Need to Know Radio. Take a listen to Ty Herndon, Living in a Moment.
Well, hey guys, Ty Herndon here. You know, this song's always been very special to me. 25 years ago, I walked in the studio and recorded the song. And now I'm about to sing it for you the way I wish I could have sang it for you then.
I thought I knew
boy so well. If he was sad, I could not tell. I missed the point, and I missed the signs. If he's gone, the fault is mine. And I know a whole lot of little things. And even though I could list them one by one, oh, he would still be gone. His eyes are blue, his hair was long, he's 64. He was born in Baton Rouge. His favorite song was In My Life. I memorized his every move. I knew his book, his car, his clothes, but I paid no attention to what mattered most. I never asked, he never said. And when he cried, I turned my
everybody, that is country music superstar, friend to the show, friend of mine for many, many years. I'm not going to tell you how, that will age me. That is Ty Herndon with his 1995 number one hit, What Mattered Most. But at that time, Ty was out as a heterosexual. However, in 2014, he came out as his true self. And so he's recorded this song to actually, you can tell it's truly in his heart. And so we did not get to Living in a Moment. And so the both of those songs will be on our website, and you can download both of those songs on any place you can get music. Coming up, Ty Herndon also has a brand new album coming out. It's very hush-hush. Of course, I know everything, but I can't tell you everything. I can tell you the release date is August 21st, and we will have Ty Herndon live on our show. And the date that he is going to be on the show is to be announced. Right now, we're going to get right back to Almost Roarinch with Roarinch and Nunn. And guys, if you need any legal help, please give them a call at 972-863-9592. That is 972-863-9592. Say you heard about it on All You Need to Know Radio and ask for Almost, or Hunter over there can help you. But guys, these guys, I can't say it enough, are rock stars. If you need any legal help in any legal problem you have, nothing is too small for these guys. They look out for the little guy. This is the law firm that actually really believes in the law. And believe it or not, guys, they know the law. And they're willing to go to the extremes. That I've dealt with attorneys for over 25 years, that they don't do those kind of things anymore. These guys are ready to change the legal industry, and I am ready to be a force behind them, making sure this country knows about Roarinch and Nunn. 972-863-9592, or go to roarinchandnunn.com. And we are so excited that Pete Buttigieg's name, going back to that, I bet you run into that a lot, but I won't keep saying that to you. So let's get to your question.
Yeah, it's kind of the story of my life, but that's okay. I don't mind.
I mean, you could be compared to, you know, the youngest mayor in the history of our country. He's running for president as the youngest person. You could be compared to a lot worse, I think.
I think so, yeah.
All right.
I like that guy.
Because they're actually all over the place, which is kind of interesting.
Sure.
So this question says, is Donald Trump a king or a dictator under the law?
Well, obviously, no. He's the president of the United States. I think that the listener's question probably is more like, is he a dictator in fact, if not under law? Because under law, he's clearly the president of the United States, which has checks and balances. And,
but there's no checks and balances.
Cannot legislate.
And I would agree with you on
and,
that. But there's no checks and balances with this president.
That's what I was going to say. So it's de facto versus de jure. And de jure, under the law, he is the president and has checks and balances. But de facto, what is actually happening is that the Senate has completely capitulated its oversight function and is refusing to administer any real oversight over the abuses of power coming out of the administration. And the House of Representatives is trying. You know, you'll recall they've been in office for approximately 6 months. They're trying to do a real check and balance on this president by doing things like holding Secretary Ross and Attorney General Barr in contempt the other day, yesterday, I believe.
Right.
Also doing things like subpoenaing Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump and subpoenaing
Hope
a bunch
Hicks
of people the other day.
Yeah.
Right, Hope Hicks, exactly. Hope Hicks was just implicated for perjury in a release of documents from the court in the Michael Cohen federal criminal investigation. But
okay, hold on a
the point
I think
is
you're making breaking news here because I don't think I know I haven't heard that. So breaking news right here on All You Need to Know Radio with our best justice legal expert, almost Warrench. Repeat that one more time about Hope Hicks.
Yes, sir. This happened approximately 6 hours ago. The court in, I believe it's in the Southern District of New York, has announced yesterday that they were closing the federal criminal probe into Michael Cohen, the president's former attorney. And
the one that's in prison?
In those documents, there was clear indication that Hope Hicks and Donald Trump and Michael Cohen were on a conference call referencing the hush money payments to Stormy Daniels. And in congressional testimony given behind closed doors approximately 3 months ago, Hope Hicks testified under oath to Congress that she was not ever present, that Donald Trump was never present in the room when he was discussing the hush money payments to Stormy Daniels with Michael Cohen. But that was apparently not true, according to this newly released documents from the Southern District of New York federal criminal probe. And, you know, but let me kind of just take that back and wrap it all into the listener's question. If there is no check and balance from the legislature or ultimately from the courts, then we truly are living in a bit of a dictatorship, because that's kind of what happens in dictatorships. And I don't think we're quite there yet, but it's disturbing how close we're getting. If the Trump administration starts ignoring court orders, book your ticket to England or something.
That's where I think we're in a constitutional crisis. Once a court issues, like the Supreme Court issues an order and he ignores it, then we're in a constitutional crisis. Because what are we going to do, drag him out of handcuffs?
He's exactly, you and what army? That's what happened with Andrew Jackson in the 1820s. The Supreme Court issued an order. He said, who's going to enforce it, you and what army? And it was a real constitutional crisis in that moment of our history. But, you know, what's happening now, I don't know if you recall, Trump actually threatened to ignore the Supreme Court's order on the census, and he was talked down. So we got pretty close to that. We got pretty close to that, like, last week.
Yeah, I remember. It's sad. It's just where things are gone, it's just incredible. The last question, and then I'll let you go. And thank you again for staying a little bit later. I'm sorry we kept you.
You're
they
very welcome. I really enjoy it, John.
Well, we really enjoy you because your education and you know your that of what you know about things is just right off the top of your head is just mind blowing to me because I hit you from every angle. So here comes another angle.
John.
This is not me. This is from a Jay Alexander from Fort Worth, Texas, and she said.
Mm-hmm.
Does the Congress really have the ability, or is it really, hold on, is it really a law that Congress cannot call the president a racist on the Congress floor?
Absolutely not. I don't know where she heard that. There's something in the United States Constitution, and I'm going to get it wrong if I try to cite it, so I'm not going to try, but there's something called the Speech and Debate Clause. The speech and debate clause grants absolute immunity to senators and congressmen for things entered into the congressional record. So, for example, one of the reasons why they ended up releasing the papers for the COINTELPRO scandal in the 80s is because some Democratic congresspeople threatened to read the classified papers into the record of the into the congressional record, knowing that they would have absolute immunity from prosecution under the speech and debate clause. So, you know, again, Democratic messaging sucks. They could have taken the Mueller report, the redacted portions, and read it into the congressional record. It is perfectly legal. They cannot be prosecuted because of the speech and debate clause, and they chose not to do it because it's, like, offensive to decorum or something. Well, decorum's kind of out the window when you've got a criminal president.
I am in 100% agree with that.
All right, I'm a part of the
loud noise, Mr. Producer. That was kind of rude. Apologize almost. Almost, you have our apologies. But thank you so much for staying over and talking to us about it. We actually have 10 more questions that were, but those were the three that I thought were really interesting. Guys, if you want to send almost any questions, they can be anything. Send it to All You Need to Know Radio, and in the subject matter, hashtag Best in Justice, and he will answer your questions live on the radio. And, you know, we actually may end up having, because we're starting to get so many questions, we may end up having to have a live show with it just being you, if you're okay with that, just on some.
Absolutely. I'll have to schedule it ahead of time, but I absolutely can do something. I would love to do like an hour sit down or something.
It would be a lot of fun because people are scared to ask for things. They really, really are. And in this country, nothing is given to you. So once again, thank you so much for listening. And guys, like I said, if you need legal assistance of any kind, I'm not going to even sit here and try and list what these guys are experts in, what they're rock stars in. You don't hear me talk about people in those ways, but these guys are the real deal. My brother's a lawyer. I've seen all kinds of lawyers and tricks and games. These people, you know, Hunter and Almost, they are really care. When they take a case and they decide to take that case, they are going to take it and get you what you deserve, period. No questions asked. You will be happy. I guarantee you that because I don't support people who are not winners. These guys are truly winners. Almost, thank you so much, okay? Have a great evening.
Thank you so much for the kind words. Thank you all for listening. Have a good evening.
You too, my friend. All right. Once again, so you can reach Warwich and Nunn at 972-863-9592. You can also follow them on Instagram at Warwich and Nunn, I believe it is. But we will have a link as we will have them tagged in tonight's show. Please, please, please go and show them some love. Like them and comment and tell them how much you enjoy our show. Make sure that you take some time this weekend and do us that favor and go on. You know, we want to know what we're doing right. We want to know what we're doing wrong with you. If we can do anything that we could start doing on a weekly basis that would, you're scared or you're, you know, you don't really know how to express it, but you would like some things answered, you can always email us. Our door is always open 24 hours a day, 365 days a week. Not a week, but a year, and 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And you can email us at any time, and we will definitely either respond to you on email or contact you and possibly want to get you on the show. So this has been a real exciting show, very informative show. Sadly, the recap, the president of the United States, Donald Trump, is a racist, period. There's no discussion. It's so funny on CNN the other night. This one of Trump's supporters, you know, how they like to spin everything. They said, you know, no, he didn't mean that. This is what he meant. No, guys, everybody out there that's trying to spin everything with Donald Trump, you guys realize you are enablers and you are starting to look like racist. You are starting to look like white nationalists. And what you have to realize is when Donald Trump is out of office and either by the election laws or by the fact, hopefully we beat him in 2020, which I'm praying to God on my knees every day. Donald Trump is going to have a plush life for the rest of his life. everybody that is lying for Donald Trump and covering up for Donald Trump, there will be consequences for you as your life progresses down the road. You will not be able to get a cushy job. But ask Anthony Scaramucci. He was a White House press secretary, I think, for 10 minutes, and he struggles to get on anything he can get on to get his message out because working for Trump in just those 7 days ruined his life. Everything this president touches, it turns to dust in your hands. There are 5-star generals that came with incredible legacies, incredible, futures, and they're all gone. Their credibility gone. They're going to go down in history as someone who worked for a racist president. And actually, one of the generals, I'm not even going to say, is General Kelly. I sure am. John Kelly. He got out there and on the podium lied to the American people. A 5-star general lied because he works for Donald Trump. And plus, he lost his way. So once again, guys, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. I'm John Hollywood, your host. You can always reach us at 516-531-9990. Tell that number to all your friends. Next week, anybody that calls that number and presses one is going to get a special gift. So 516-531-9990. And then you press one. When I tell you to on the show, you might get some cold hard cash. You might get some movie tickets. You might get some tickets to one of your favorite stars. Maybe we'll get you backstage to meet your favorite star. Maybe when Ty Herndon comes on the show, we'll get you a signed new record. So anyway, we have once again run over, but that's because there are so many things going on in this country that need to be spoke up about. Donald Trump or your administration will not silence this radio station, nor will his followers. You would follow him over a cliff. Hopefully there is a net for you and not for him. This is All You Need to Know Radio. We're signing off for the evening. Don't forget to join us next Thursday. Robert Mueller's coming to town. That's another reason Donald Trump is throwing up all this BS, because he knows what he's going to testify to. Even if Robert Mueller sticks to what his report says, that's still damning for the president. For someone of Robert Mueller's scholar to sit up there and on national television talk about how he believed the president broke the law, but he just didn't prosecute him, and you have to listen to why on his testimony. Once again, this is All You Need to Know Radio. Follow us on all social media websites. Good night, everybody. And remember, keep reaching for the stars, because that's where it all begins. Good night. Riding.